Hi everyone, my name is Elias and I'm a stained glass artist. When you hear the phrase stained glass, you probably picture a historic building, a museum, or perhaps a fancy restaurant. However, my main focus is actually bringing this art into a factory setting. I specialise in composing large-scale pieces destined to adorn the windows of industrial facilities. When it comes to my subject matter, I steer clear of human portraits or purely abstract shapes, which are quite common in modern glasswork. Instead, I always feature mountains in my landscape designs. I find their natural sweeping lines contrast beautifully with the rigid mechanical environment of an industrial workspace. The creative process begins long before I touch any actual glass. I used to rely heavily on computer software to plan the complex layouts, but I eventually found it too restrictive for my style. Nowadays, I start every single project by doing several sketches by hand. It allows me to feel the flow of the landscape much better. Sourcing the right materials is a vital step. While standard clear sheets are very easy to buy in bulk, I insist on using recycled glass for the coloured portions of my windows. It takes more effort to find, but it gives a unique, uneven texture that you simply cannot get from newly manufactured sheets. The physical work of scoring and breaking the glass is highly precise. People often assume that thick leather gloves are the most important protective gear I wear to avoid cuts. But actually, a pair of safety glasses is the one thing I absolutely cannot work without. Tiny glass splinters can easily fly up, so protecting my eyes is my top priority in the workshop. Once all the individual pieces are cut and ground down to the right shape, it's time to join them together. The traditional historical method uses heavy lead strips to hold the glass in place. I prefer a more modern, lightweight technique, though. I apply copper tape around the edges of each piece before soldering them all together. It allows for much finer details in the landscape. My latest commission is definitely my most ambitious project yet. In the past few years, I've done pieces for a busy textile mill and a local storage warehouse. But right now, I'm installing a massive 5-panel window in a truck plant. The sheer scale of the building is intimidating, but the artwork will be a massive focal point on the factory floor. You might wonder why companies invest in this. The management teams I work with hope my art will improve the harsh industrial atmosphere. I originally thought the windows might just provide some pleasant distraction during a long shift, but the managers believe the artwork will actually boost the motivation of the people working there, making them feel valued. Looking ahead to the rest of the year, I'm hoping to showcase some of my smaller, independent pieces to the general public. Rather than taking on the huge financial commitment of setting up a permanent shop, I'm currently organising an exhibition later this year to share my work with the local community. Ultimately, my art relies completely on its environment to succeed. The colours of the glass are nice on their own, but it's the light shining through the pieces that truly brings the landscape to life. Without it, the window is just a dark wall. Thanks for listening.